Chapter 1, Section 4. England, a Case Study. The Religious Hokey Pokey. King Henry VIII's father, Henry VII, ended the War of the Roses. The red and white rose represented two rival families for the crown of England. Henry VII was born of a marriage between those two families. Therefore, Henry wanted a son in order to prevent England from sliding back into disputes about the male heir to the crown. However simple his wish, Henry VIII's desire for a son would result in a civil war, this time not between families, but between religions, Catholics versus Protestants. The problem was with Henry's wife, Catherine of Aragon, Aragon being a kingdom of Spain. Catherine was originally married to Henry's older brother, Arthur, who died young. Therefore, she only gave Henry one child, a girl named Mary. As Catherine was too old to have any more kids after Mary, Henry wanted a new wife to have that son to pass on the throne to. Henry was a devout Catholic, and therefore did not want to divorce, but rather an annulment from the Pope. Annulment. A-N-N-U-L-M-E-N-T. However, the Pope refused the annulment, as it was obvious that Henry had had relations with his wife, because they had a kid. Henry VIII always viewed Luther's views as too extreme. However, in a very bold move, he decided to create his own church, which would eventually be called the Church of England, the religion now called Anglicanism. In effect, Henry made himself both the king and the pope for England. Catholics, like Henry's chancellor, Thomas More, refused to acknowledge this and ran the risk of being killed for this religious treason. Thomas More was beheaded in 1535 and later became a Catholic saint.